that these compromises, these so-called treaties, were kind of a trap. So what resulted from this was that Zumbi decided to fortify the settlement. He built a huge palisade protecting the main capital of Makako and prepared for war. He knew that the planters would never accept the existence of free blacks living side by side with enslaved Africans.
So within a few years of the abortive peace treaty, Palmares again became a threat to the Portuguese plantation owners. But the Portuguese authorities in the north of the country didn't have sufficient soldiers of their own to mount another expedition against Palmares. Instead, they turned to hardened mercenaries from the south of Brazil, known as Paulistas or Bandeirantes. Who were they, Pedro Paulo?
Well, they were slave raiders. São Paulo, in the south of the colony in Brazil, was established by the Portuguese, but most of the inhabitants were a mix of a few Portuguese men with a lot of native Brazilian women. They only used to speak Tupi language, a native Brazilian language, and they were very harsh because they used to conquer other tribes, native Brazilian tribes in the west, and also against Quilombos or Maroons elsewhere in the continent. They were also going up to the Andes and the Amazon basin, so they were very active, these so-called Paulistas, that is, people from the city of São Paulo, the town of São Paulo. The name Bandeirante, that was used later, that is flag holder in English, was an invention of the late 19th century, because it was not used during this period, but it was transformed as a kind of myth of origin of Brazil, saying that we are so heroic pioneers as they follow the flag conquering the continent.
One group of mercenaries, under the leadership of Domingos Jorge Velho, set off from what is now São Paulo and in 1692 attempted to destroy Macaco, which, as we heard, was the main town in Palmares by this point. The first expedition ended in failure. But later, Velho tried again, and this time, after a long siege lasting several weeks, he managed to capture Macaco. Several hundred people from the settlement were either killed or taken prisoner. José, what happened to their leader, Zumbi?
Well, what we know was that Zumbi was betrayed by his own and then was captured. He was killed. But that is what the Portuguese also were doing elsewhere, not only Brazil. I keep going back to Angola. In this similar period, 1671, when they destroyed Pungandongo, João Harry II, who was the king of Pungandongo at that time, was also captured. They killed him. His head was carried to Portugal.
The attack by Velho was a significant blow to the settlements, but it wasn't the end of Palmares, was it, José?
I think the settlement carried on for as long as we know, because even now you go to the region, we know that there are what so-called quilombolas, and these were the communities that came from the enslaved who were running away. So I think the Portuguese or Paulistas destroyed the central region where Zumbi and his people were, but they did not destroy the entire region, because this is a vast region. But also you can't destroy people entirely. So the settlement continued beyond 17th century. The settlement continued beyond 18th century and even 19th century. When I was in Palmares, I spoke to some of the African descendants. Of course, we, you know, people may say, well, you know, they're telling you that story because they wanted themselves to be seen. I asked the question, could we find in our modern time descendant of the African who came from that region of Palmares? And this woman, she said, there are many people here who are descendant of Palmares. And many other evidence that we find is also indicating that the existing community, and not only that, but also all the native who may have been also in the area, indicate very clearly this community have existed long past the destruction of 1695.
And despite that destruction of the main settlement in 1695, people have never stopped drawing inspiration from Palmares, especially after Brazil abolished slavery in 1888. What would you say were the most important moments in the legacy of Palmares, Maria Fernanda?
If you want to think historically a little bit, since the late 19th century, the discovery and the publication of the documents that were relating to Palmares brought a lot of scholarly and a lot of public attention to the site and to its inhabitants. And this really, really helped to better understand the history of enslavement and of the lives of those who fought for their freedom for so long. So a few moments that are really important. You want to think of how the history of Palmares inspired movements against Brazilian dictatorship since the mid-1960s. And I do think that it's no coincidence that in 1986, that was 1 year after Brazil returned to civilian rule, that Palmares and its surrounding areas were declared as national cultural heritage, and that Zumbi was proclaimed the national hero. Another important moment for me happened in 2007, when the state turned a portion of the site into a touristic park, which is now visited by thousands of people, especially during November 20th, which is the National Black Consciousness Day that is commemorating Zumbi's death. And what I saw there and what you would see there if you were in there in that day, it's just hundreds of people that are climbing up the mountain. They're gathering in the park that was constructed at the top. They're celebrating, they're dancing, they're doing capoeira, almost making a sort of pilgrimage to honor Palmarinos and their lives and their deaths. And by 2017 was another important moment when I had already concluded my field research there, but the area was proclaimed as a cultural heritage site by Mercosul, which is the South American trade bloc. And at that time, some expressed their interest to nominate Palmares as part of the inscriptions in the UNESCO World Heritage List.
And yet, the descendants of Palmares and other similar settlements in Brazil still face a lot of legal challenges when it comes to securing legal titles to their lands. Tell us what the main challenges are, Maria Fernanda.
What I found through my research when I was conducting fieldwork there was that there is this paradox with Palmares in the sense that despite of the importance and the visibility that it has, contemporary Afro-Brazilians, and some of them are actually Maroon descendants themselves, have a very precarious and difficult existence. And what my research found was, though by law, these Maroon descendants are entitled to own the lands they occupy, in reality, securing these land titles is extremely difficult and extremely time-consuming. So just to give you a few ideas, for instance, in 2018, there were roughly 3,300 communities that were officially certified as contemporary Maroon descendants in Brazil. And from those, almost 2,000 had initiated petitions for land titles. In 2018, in the state of Alagoas, where the Palmares Heritage Site is located, only one of those communities had received this official deed. So it's problematic, not just because they're complicated and long administrative procedures. That's not just the problem. It's that in Brazil, there's a very strong political opposition from powerful landowners, from agribusiness, from developers to this land entitlement process. And very sadly, in the past few years, it's been worse. And there's been a constant stream of legal attempts to restrict the rights of Maroon descendants and of other rural poor communities as well to own their lands.
So it looks like Palmares is set to remain a beacon of hope for many Brazilians in marginalized communities fighting for a better life. But what does Palmares mean to you personally? Let's start with you, José.
For me, Palmares represents that sense of freedom. It represents this constant way of searching and looking to gain our freedom from the point of view of the African that we've been enslaved. But today in our society too, there are still very many other things that are connected with freedom. The right for education, the right for job, the right for justice. So for me, all of these elements are elements that, that Palmares represent.
Pedro Paulo?
Well, for me, Palmares is an inspiration since I was a youngster, because it represented the possibility of a society of people living together in some kind of cooperation, not only war, in some kind of affection and not only hate. And this is very important in general, but especially today, considering the state of the world with wars, social and racial violence in the world, but also in Brazil. So for me, it's inspiring to consider that Palmares may be inspiring us to a different way of living.
And you, Maria Fernanda?
Oh, for me, Palmares, the story and the histories and the people are just fascinating. And not just because of its past. I think it's because of what has become today in Brazil. So for me, coming from Colombia, that's a country that shares a lot of Brazil's racial discrimination and a lot of the awful legacies of enslavement, Palmares reminds me how we can not only change our future, like Palmarinos did, but that we can also change our past. And what I mean by this is that we can change our collective heritage, that we can change our historical monuments, that we can choose different heroes that can be more representative of who we are as a nation. So Palmares, for me, also as a heritage scholar, as an anthropologist, or even as a Latina that lives in the United States, it speaks of inclusion of Black history. It speaks of the power of diversifying our collective heritage and our memory. So Palmares is not just a place where we can go or read about to celebrate our past historical events, but it's a place that's shaped actually how we define Brazilian and Latin American heritage and history. And especially for me, it's a place where we celebrate Black lives. And we celebrate them not just in the past, but we just celebrate it today, in the present, and for our future.
That's a great place to end this forum from the BBC World Service. My thanks to all three of you, Maria Fernanda Escajon, José Ligna Nafafe, and Pedro Paulo Funari. Thanks too to the translators, Clive Willis and Stuart Schwartz. And I'll leave you with a quote from the 1978 manifesto of the Brazilian Unified Black Movement about the Black Consciousness Day.
We, Brazilian Blacks, proud of descending from Zumbi, leader of the Black Republic of Palmares, which existed in the state of Alagoas from 1595 to 1696, defying Portuguese and Dutch dominion, come together to declare to the Brazilian people our true and effective date, 20th of November, National Black Consciousness Day, the day of death of the great Black national leader, Zumbi, responsible for the first and only Brazilian attempt to create a democratic society free, in which all people, Blacks, Native Americans, and whites, achieved a great political, economic, and social advance.
Hey, pretty baby, don't you think you might give me a chance? Get on with me, go downtown for some love and romance. And I know I ain't nothing, I ain't worth but a thin dime. But if you put your heart in my hands, I'm sure that I could change your mind. I wanna boogie with you. Yeah, I want to book it with you. Well, there's something, baby, that your parents both agree. And that is that they both have a deep distrust of me. And your best friend Frankie, well, I know your best friend Frankie wants to see me sink. And I don't much blame him for that. He gets so so useless after so few drinks. You know, babe, I wanna boogie with you. I wanna boogie with you. She thinks that I'm a flop. Well, I guess that you know that it's true. I spend more time on the bottom than the top. But tell your little sister, I know she wants to give me a whirl. But I don't have the time, babe. Wait till she's grown up and she's a woman, not a girl. Don't you know I wanna boogie with you? Hey, I wanna boogie with you. I wanna boogie with you. I wanna boogie with you, yeah. Then on the court.
Et vous là, personne n'aurait un stylo. Mais non, c'est pas pour un numéro de go, c'est pour mon... Merci, salut, ça fait deux éternités que j'attends mon permis de visite. Paraît que tu pompes, paraît, t'es devenu balai, c'est barbu. Depuis le temps qu'on s'est pas revu, 24 mardi. Excuse, j'ai fait une rature, virgule. Moi, toujours gros, mauvais dossier de chez Wet Watcher. Ouais, c'est ça qu'ils me disent. Et dit à Momo que son fils marche à quatre pattes plus vite que son merco, siège cuir crème. Et y'a tous les potes qui te saluent chaque soir. Ton père allume un cierge, pas tout chauf, toujours son shit dans l'alu. T'as manqué à tes frères à l'enterrement de ta mère. Larmes amères, la mort dort pour la haine. Ça se voit que t'es pas ici mon pote. Même si je t'écris si peu, tu sais que tu nous manques.
J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo.
J'ai signé un album, changé digne. Meilleur ma vie, j'ignore, mais j'aurai plus de billes. Le petit Georges pousse vite, joue encore les fous. Raconte sa gorge quand il part et a rempli de guerre, il chie fier. Ces petits causent même meurtre. Pour d'oseille, pour des petits sans le sou, mais plein de gun. Je veux pas tergiverser sur tes actes. Je sais ce que c'est que la soif de succès. Être riche comme Elvis Presley. Rêver de vite bise et ses excès. Les filles, mais faut vite piger. Les rumeurs courent sur ta date de sortie. Les cons qui ont tes sous craignent ton retour comme une tumeur. Mon téléphone est sur écoute. Mais stup, on convoquait Mars pour un coup de fil passé en août. Je voudrais tout dire, mais le juge lit les lettres. Virgule, j'ai pas la tête du traître.
J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo.
Mon père dit que toute ma vie je vais loser. Rajoute 30 fois 12 jours dans l'an je suis fauché. Je me suis brouillé avec les autres membres du groupe. Y'en a marre de Mars, bravo, disait-il. T'avais raison, nous étions différents, nous buts. Des filles et disputes pour des millions qui n'existaient pas. Il ne reste que Pete et moi. Les gens nous donnent perdre, on m'en fout, hein. Tu me soutiens, tout comme Joe, c'est que style à tes cotises afin de payer le meilleur avocat. Merde, je t'avoue que ta chérie s'est trouvée un autre mari. Malek, Lila, lors des promenades, lorsque tu longes les murs. À la cantine quand tu manges, oui, Lila, j'ai l'espoir que les choses changent. Je pense à ton gosse et ta famille, voilà l'enjeu. À ceux qui survivent du bise de shit, à ceux qui en guise de nom, nom des chiffres, à ceux qui chiffrent en banque sans but et type, à ceux dont la vie tombe sans parachute.
Hein. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo. J'avais tant de choses à dire, mais y'a plus rien. Seulement qu'intervient, l'encre coule en vain. Et pas que ça, tu sais de quoi je parle frérot. Je pense à toi même sans mon stylo.
Hey, t'aurais pas une feuille là s'il te plaît?
Sweet. Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. Both them say their money's honeys are when they come home from work. Sitting there by the fire, radio does play little classical music from March of the Wooden Soldiers. You could hear Jack say, "Sis Jane, won't that baby see Jane? Go out dancing. Then there's other people, baby, they gotta work. You better watch me now. There's some evil mothers, they'll just tell you that life's just made out of dirt. They're pretty women, baby, they never really faint, and villains always blink their eyes. Their children are the only ones who blush. And that life, life! And life is just to die, but I want to tell you something. Anyone who had a heart, they wouldn't turn around and break it. And anyone who's ever played a part, they wouldn't turn around and hate it. They say, Jane, sweet Jane, oh, Jane.
Yeah. que me lo das. de casa, música de casa, música de casa, ass music, música de casa, música de casa, música de casa, ass music, música de casa, música de casa, música de casa, ass music, música de casa, música de casa, música de casa, ass music. Así suena con la güira, así que empieza a bailar. Así suena con la güira, así que empieza a bailar. Así suena con la güira, así que empieza a bailar. Así suena con la güira, así que empieza a bailar.
Mami, ¿qué fue lo que pasó?
Wow.